K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all here on this Tuesday evening, the final day. I'm recording this men's basketball edition on the final day of September 30th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast there as well. I'm going to get straight on into it. The men's basketball team, I know I recorded either was last week, it's probably last week, the women's basketball schedule, talked about that, the Big 12 anyways, conference-wise anyways, that will come out probably this weekend, so be on the lookout for that, and of course, probably to follow that, the men's team, the K-State basketball team, Jerome Tang, talking about his team a couple weeks ago, as men's and women's basketball practices are underway, and before we know it, we're going to have games, baby, in Manhattan, Kansas, start as well, and I'm here tonight to record, obviously recording right now, currently, that red light on, the men's Big 12 basketball schedule for Jerome Tang's team. Obviously, we know what's at stake, right? We know what's at stake for this team, obviously, who Jerome Tang has spoken highly of here in the last 2 weeks. So, again, I'm not going to go again. I'm not going to raise expectations. I have to wait and see what is going to happen with this team here, at least after the first couple of games anyways. Obviously, the P.J. Haggerty get was huge there. You have other guys returning from the team last year. You have, eight to nine guys, new guys onto this team. How this team is going to gel. You've been hearing Jerome Tang, you know, hey, this team, you know, it has a lot of, has a good maturity level on them. Well, we're hearing a lot of things, good things from the head honcho, Jerome Tang, head coach of this team, who, quite enough, is in his fourth year. Feels like, again, last week that we hired Jerome Tang onto to be our head coach for this men's basketball team. And still a big year, man. Big year. Got to turn this around. Obviously, I've said it over and over pretty much throughout the year since K-State men's basketball missed the tournament again. The goal, obviously, what is the goal? Get back to the tournament there. And we'll have to see the pieces. Looks like it's there. It looks like it anyways. 4-4-4 forecast for a fair forecast. But again, we haven't seen this team in action for our own eyes, K-State Nation. So we'll see what happens with that going down. But anyways here, the Big 12 schedule begins. Let me see here. Obviously, we talked about K-State being in Kansas City, I think, around Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to skip to that real quick. What was it? We're talking about, the Hall of Fame Classic here in Kansas City, right? We had an episode about that. Mississippi State and Sprint Center. We're still calling it Sprint Center, damn it. But the T-Mobile Center, whatever. It's a phone company, damn it. But anyway, Sprint Center, whatever. Mississippi State Hall of Fame Classic, November 20th here in Kansas City. That's 8:30, a little bit tip-off there. And then, of course, they'll take on either the winner of Nebraska or New Mexico the next day. Time, TBD. So there is that as well. Now you fast forward to the Big 12 schedule, which opens up with the BYU at home. Again, we don't know the times of these games yet. And that's a storyline itself because, obviously, DJ Dibonsta was highly rumored to come to K-State. Well, obviously that didn't happen, right? So now you're probably going to have to deal with him in that BYU squad. That's January 3rd to be a part of that new year kickoff there in 2026. Lord willing, we get there. That's the first game at the Brahms Coliseum, and I would probably, sir, that should be a hoot. We know the atmosphere. Bramlage, obviously. We should all know that by now. Especially if you're a K-State fan. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Run down Big 12 schedule real quick. Eddie Greer, the third host of the K-State, this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. All right, so you have that. Arizona, you go in there. So this pair of Arizona, again, the women's volleyball team just got done doing this. But at home, K-State men's basketball team is going to have to do it on the road. January 7th. At Arizona, then you got to turn around a few days later to play Arizona State on the 10th of January. Staying in that UCF comes to Bramlage on the 14th of January, followed by a road game down in Stillwater on Saturday, January 17th. Then Utah comes to Manhattan on the 20th, followed by a Dylan's Sunflower Showdown Part 1 with KU on the 24th there as well. And then, of course, then you turn around on Tuesday, the 27th of January, to take on West Virginia. You got to go on the road to play West Virginia there. And that is the end of the month of January right there as well. So interesting slate of games right there to kick off Big 12 for K-State. And we will know some of the vibes of the team. We already know KKU. We already know that, right? And we know that in the past, going off past history, me being a student, me currently, obviously graduate of K-State, me being an alum, me have followed this team throughout, obviously, right? Kept up. It's the best we can anyways. But kept up, most part. K-State plays, obviously, better at home against Kansas, KU, than Lawrence. This pattern, right? So you got that going on. Iowa State comes back to Manhattan to kick off February. That is the first day of February on a Sunday. And I believe that is the only Sunday game for K-State men's basketball in the calendar year 25-26. Then 6 days later, you're going down to Fort Worth to take on TCU. Then returning home to Cincinnati on the 11th of February. And then the gauntlet of Houston, the national runner-ups, February 14th. Okay, and I don't have to say a talent level between these two teams, right? So there's that. There's that for you. Baylor, return trip. Jerome Tang's old team. Obviously, the reunion between Scott Drew and Jerome Tang, February 17th. Then Texas, then the battle raison against Texas Tech in Lubbock. These games in Lubbock have been something else in the past several years. We see it come down in a couple of final possessions, whatnot, and that has been a difference for either of these teams. And I'm sitting here on the last day of September, I'll probably say the same thing could probably happen down the road. We'll find out for sure, because these games between Tech have been something else. That is the 21st of February. Colorado going to Boulder on the 25th there. That is a midweek game there. And then the return of round two with TCU on the 28th. That is a Saturday at home at Bramlage Coliseum. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this men's basketball Big 12 schedule edition of this podcast. So that is the month of February there as well for this. And we're just focusing. I know I went and recapped the Hall of Fame Classic, because the Hall of Fame Classic is going to be at T-Mobile Center up here in Kansas City. So there's that. And then March, right? The final two games welcome West Virginia at home on March 3rd. And then the finale, oh baby. This is why I like rivalry games on the last week of conference play. KU, you got to go to Lawrence to wrap up Big 12 play on March 7th. And I just said we play better against KU at home than we do away. And that is a final game there in Lawrence. So, and KU has a little bit rebuilding themselves. But, yeah, we know because they do a good job of getting a lot of talent. They recruit talent there as well. So, it's going to be something. Going to be something, obviously. PJ Haggerty, again, jumps off the page for K-State. You got your returning guys. CJ Jones back after kind of being in the middle for a long time there. David Castillo, Taj Manning. I'm forgetting Moby. Yeah, Moby's back. So that's that on that end. You have the Nate Johnson, one of the transfer gets there. Adabi Bashir, the high-flying scorer. Kamara Griffin, others. Coach Stitch. I'm looking forward to watching some of these guys, especially Coach Stitch. So, yeah, man, and that's just only like half of them. I believe Marcus Johnson is on part of that. I don't have that. Let's pull it up. But again, we got to start learning these names on both sides of the coin for men and particularly women's basketball, because it's going to take us a while to get used to those fresh names, fresh faces and names, you want to call it that, over on that side of the coin there for Jeff Mitty's team. Jeff Mitty, the head coach, for those that y'all should know by now. But if not, the head coach of the women's basketball team. So this is going to be something. This is going to be a test of the tail right here for Jerome Tang here. Again, the Big 12 slate. Again, as head coach Jerome Tang says, Big 12, again, one of the top, at least top two conferences when it comes to men's basketball. I know SEC ruled last year with all that talent in the SEC, but Big 12 is usually right there in the mix, in top two for sure, conferences in college basketball, hands down, for sure. So another gauntlet awaits for this team, this new team here, for the exception of the four returners on the team that I just mentioned here, obviously there as well. So definitely a huge year coming. And also, and Jerome Tang getting Matt Driscoll, the former head coach at North Dakota. My goodness. Thinking football. Matt Driscoll getting him was huge. The North Florida head coach, a successful North Florida head coach. I'm familiar with him because when I lived down in Florida, I heard his name a lot down there. So grabbing him was probably bigger get than PJ Haggerty, if I had something in my opinion there as well. So definitely looking forward to basketball, but obviously a lot of football yet to be played on the flip side of that. Chris Klieman this week taking on, as I'm sitting and recording this, we'll be taking on, going on the road to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears this weekend. So K-State football looking to trying to start to stack wins in the conference there. But we're going to find out a lot more answers about this team or about that team this weekend. We're going to find a whole lot more about this men's basketball team here in 25-26, and we'll see if they can get to where they need to go, and that is the NCAA tournament. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get for our podcast, Fan Freedom Bowl Daily, where I have a chance to record K-State content. Thank you so much again for your continued support of this podcast here as we are now rolling in the month of October. These schedule shows probably be coming out at the end of this week during the weekend. So we'll try to squeeze those in while we have obviously football, men's, women's golf going on, women's tennis showing up on a scoreboard sheet here in the last couple of days. So we got that going on. So fall sports, currently going to be in full swing it is in full swing now, but when you add in men's, women's basketball here in several weeks, it's gonna get fun, folks. So hopefully, anyways, there as well. I'll say it out there in the state of California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been the Big 12 Schedule Preview Edition, Men's Basketball of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure if you're not already, please make sure you subscribe to this everyday podcast. We'll talk to y'all next time on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.